minutes, right, cool. Okay, we'll be right there.
5 minutes? Are you kidding? I don't even think I can finish this sandwich in 5 minutes.
Come on. What are you worried about? Oh, we got a big show to do. There, people are waiting. Let's go.
Yeah, listen, let me tell you something. Probably won't make any difference. No one's going to see this show tonight anyway.
Hey, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of people out there. They're all going to be here tonight to see us. I'm telling you, there's probably people out there right now.
Well, listen, it's not like we're a big draw like Elvis Costello or the Inmates.
It doesn't matter. We don't got to be the Inmates. People come to see us because we're snappy, we're happy, we're fun guys. Come on.
Bullshit. They come to, where's the rock and roll? That's what they want to know. Where's that heavy metal sound? They come to get that heavy metal. Wait a minute, what the hell? What am I talking? No one's out there. No one is out there. If someone were out there, I would worry. Can I tell you something? If I thought there were people out there, then I would worry. But I'm not worried. You know why I'm not worried? There's nobody out there.
Well, you're right. You're right. So don't worry about it. Listen, I'm going to go take a look, okay? I'll go take a look. Will that make you feel better?
Much better.
Okay, I'll go take a look, get Paul, we'll get in the car, we'll go back to the hotel. There's probably something good on TV anyway.
Great idea.
Okay. There's real kids out there. People actually paid money to get into this place. Honest, man. No shit. You better just keep your head out there yourself. You won't believe it. There's a real audience.
I'm not going out there.
Really, let's just split. What could happen?
Man, really, what could happen?
Thank you.
to stay real current, you know, with all that new wave shit, so our whole show is like this. No, it isn't. Wow, look at you all! Alright, hi! It's great to be in Copenhagen. Look at all of the good looking smiling faces.
Good looking girls? Oh.
Okay, I gotta tell you, this town has a very high concentration of beautiful girls. Of course,
they're all with ugly guys.
We were just in Aalborg, so everybody looks good tonight. This kid over here, see this girl? I came in and she said she loved the turtles. It's the first thing she said to me.
I know. Old, they're probably.
She'd rather be with me. That's the reason right there.
Okay, come on, boys. Get it over.
Join in as we sing, Nikki!
Cunard Line
comes present everywhere. A whip, a sack, a chip, a
Nicky Nicky Horn to guide us to Nicky Heaven. Come on, girls, we up to do.
Many times,
hippo hemorrhoid preparations, we can certainly use it. Just one of the many reasons I say that when the sun comes up, a Molokai flappers all about and drives to Nikki Nikki Home to guide us to Nikki Heaven. So you think we're diving for gold? We know we're diving for pearls. Thank you very much.
We'll come here and play to your houses. We love dinner. We eat a lot. We got sisters and brothers. We want to meet them.
Yeah! Young ones. The best part about having a group is having your own business card. This was the Crossfire's business card with the Iron Cross on it. Very effective. We didn't work a lot of bar mitzvahs, but it was very effective. And then we changed our name.
Yeah. Somebody had the wise idea that the Turtles was going to be a real commercial name. So we rushed out. We didn't have very much money, so we couldn't afford tour jackets, so we bought tour sweatshirts. They're for sale in the lobby. 85 million ur, okay? I got 18,000 pounds of ur in my pocket.
This picture is history in the making.
We are actually singing the background voices to our very first top five record in America. Some of you might remember, It Ain't Me, Babe. 2, 3,
it was pretty embarrassing. We got back to this thing, you know, where we live, and told our manager, listen, we might be wrong, but we think you made a big error in booking here. I think we'd like to play somewhere where somebody white comes to see us, you know, just a little white. But instead, he booked us at the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco.
Jill Graham, a psychedelic dungeon, is popping up on every corner, and Bill Graham had a piece of them all. You know, we're still waiting to get paid for that concert.
That's a long time ago, too, Walter. You know, I'll tell you, sometimes when there's a decision to be made or there's some heavy thought to do, Flo and I go to a nearby hillside that we know of, and we stand silhouetted against the setting sun. Of course, we're smart enough to always bring a photographer with us. He makes sure that we're perfectly in frame, and he takes this beautiful picture, and we bring it home with us, and then we both pretend we're the Eagles. I pretend I'm Timothy B. Schmidt. Mark pretends he's Don Henley. We throw up all over each other, and it's a wonderful way to cleanse your system, I'll tell you. You might have your own methods, I'll just pass along ours, that's all. Lonely guys, though.
Let me tell you a quick story about how to grow up in rock and roll, okay, the music business. This was our first manager. His name was Bill. Hi, Bill. We were on tour, and one day our road manager, his name was Dave, he came up and he said, you know what, your manager hates you. And we said, well, why don't we sign with you? What a stupid idea that was. So he went to our record company and borrowed a whole lot of our money and then ran away to Mexico with our bass player's wife. Oh, welcome to rock and roll.
Things aren't always as they seem. And things aren't always golden either when you tie for number one. Very discouraging me. Anyone remember? You baby. We went on the road for a whole year with this tour. The Yardbirds, Lovin' Spoonful, and ourselves. Oh my goodness, what a tour. It was on this tour that Flo learned everything he knows from Jimmy Page. Thank you. shows and sometimes you close shows. Here's one that we closed. Look at the MC5, everyone. Look at Alice Cooper. I'll tell you how cool we were. In 1966, we threw Alice Cooper out of our dressing room.
And in 1976, he threw us out of his dressing room. But where is he today? Who gives a shit? We were so high and flying in those days, we had our own airplane, huh? Now, some of you might not know, or some of you aerodynamic idiots might know, that this is a DC-3. It flies at 11,000 feet, totally unpressurized. And you have to refuel every 3 hours. We were all asleep, the engine stopped, and we landed in a field in Pennsylvania. This picture was taken after we climbed out of the plane, and the captain is up there trying to fix the engine and told us we'll be up in the air in a minute.
You will, asshole, not me.
We sold this plane to the Doobie Brothers. They're living now minute by minute.
But what a fool believes, huh? You know, sometimes I get a little down, I get a little depressed, and Mark comes up to me and says, "Hey, Eddie, what's the matter? You don't look like yourself today. Something wrong? You look like you're a little depressed." And I tell him, "Hey, Flo, I know I'm gonna be okay. It's one of those temporary moods I'm in. I think this is the mood I was in when I heard that the Pink Floyd concert was canceled. Sorry. I'm very depressed kind of guy I am." But the thing is, we were starting to grow up. We were starting to become adults. We were maturing. We weren't those same little high school guys you remember from a cappella choir. No. We were adults now.
Adults,
we were taking on adult responsibilities.
Oh, yeah.
We were learning civic pride and leadership. We were learning how to contribute to our community. We were learning how to foster.
That's so funny. We never have any trouble checking into motels when I go in the lobby dressed like that. We had no trouble over here at the Grand. They gave me a room really quick just to get me out of the lobby.
Didn't Jimmy Page give you those shorts?
Yeah. They actually say, "Whole lot of love" on the other side. Whole lot.
Yeah.
Whole lot.
The thing is, they welcomed us! And even more important, she welcomed us.
Hey, that's the way all the girls look in California.
It's true. The sad part is, that's the way all the guys look in California. What are you gonna do?
He had a show of his own. His name was Ed Sullivan. He's no longer with us. In fact, even when he was alive, he was no longer with us. The guy was stiff as a pickled herring. But he had the Beatles on his show, so we figured, what the fuck? And the important part of doing the Ed Sullivan show was it gave us our first opportunity to come over here to Europe.
Our very first trip to Europe, we toured with Lulu all over Europe, and we bought lots of stuff. We didn't take anything back to America, though. We didn't take any antiques. We didn't take any musical instruments. We took one thing back to America.
Disease. We took disease back to America.
Lots of pornography.
They have incurable clap in America that you won't believe. Thanks to us. You're welcome.
We had a number one record in America with a song that zoomed to the top of the charts. A song you can make out in the back seat of your Volvo with your closest girlfriend or boyfriend.
You can still hear this song in elevators, dentist offices, supermarkets, one of the biggies. You show me how to do exactly what you do.
I can see you fall.
get out of work before dawn. He put his Adidas jogging shoes on.
Go around the United States or all over the world, people are always asking us, Eddie, are always answer back.
It's Kama Sutra time!
Thank you.
got out here. Robert, thank you. Carl, great job. These guys, they drive all our gear around. We have a big truck. It holds about 3 people. And any of you who want to come on all our concerts, come on, sign up for the Flaw and Eddie Fan Club, where you get me and Howard for a week in your house. That's the first thing you get. Listen, we had an album out last year that didn't really get to Europe, a little thing called Moving Targets. Oh, you heard this?
Yeah, it got here, but no one gave a shit. I think that was...
We had a record album that did pretty good in America that we usually sing right now, so we're going to sing it. And, you know, on a cold night, it's always nice for someone to keep it warm. We like to tell you that. Andy? Yeah, Andy. All right.
A little louder, Andy.
Yeah. Keep it warm.
Down to the river we die. Oh, down to the river. the album, available now everywhere. The Boss is Back on CBS Records and Tapes.
Talking about Blondie's Auto American. Listen to what they're saying.
This album is their best yet. She's great.
What a great band. I wish I was just like her.
This record is really excellent. It's a major change to them.
Blondie's Auto American.
This album is great. It's their best yet.
There is a moral here. The moral is, any of you guys thinking of making your own rock and roll album, we'll do your background singing really cheap. We don't care what your music sounds like. We've got no pride in. We'll do anything for a price. All you gotta do is call us at our office in Los Angeles, 461-3277. You can even call that collect. We'll answer the phone.
You can call it collect. You can call it direct.
Yes,
but call it today.
But they're worse. rolled up fried wheat, and some rancid lettuce, stale pickles, and some yellow mayonnaise, and they sell it to you for maybe old 25 kroner.
Well, this year, they've been having a hell of a lot of trouble selling the Big Mac.
They can't give those stupid things away. So what do they do? They hire somebody from the field of rock and roll to sell them. They don't vote for just anybody. They get the biggest group they can get. This year in the United States, if you go to McDonald's, instead of ordering a Big Mac, you go up to the window and you order a Fleetwood Mac!
Show in Los Angeles, and that's all they do. They're too
fucking think of playing anywhere else. And it still costs a fortune to buy their records. And then they come to New York and play their show. They have 16 semi-trucks and 52 roadies. And they put up their stage brick by brick by brick by brick. Then the hydraulic gift comes down and David Gilmour is inside the living room and the television's on and he sings the song and they put up this wall brick by brick by brick. The plane flies over the audience and the plane crashes into the wall. And brick by brick by brick. So marionettes come out and project leads from it. Takes 3 fucking hours! Hey, man. I don't see them here doing the wall for you kids. I don't see Pink Floyd in Coma. Do you see Pink Floyd here?
No. This is way off. You're paying $16 for their album, and they won't even come and play their music. What's wrong? We're not people like them. We don't even have a fucking record company, and we'll come to Copenhagen and play. Trip ourselves! There ain't no record company here!
It makes me really mad. And I'll tell you something, because we're such nice guys, if we had 3 hours, we would do the wall for you guys right now, I swear to God. That's the kind of people we are. We don't have 3 hours. However, we do have 3 minutes. So tonight, right here on stage, instead of Pink Floyd's The Wall, it's Pink Floyd and Eddie's The Fence.
Is a monster!
I knew forgot.
Listen, Ernie.
What will you do for me?
If you sing us your big hit record with a bullet, we would do just about anything for you. We could walk down the walking street, go over to the Shanghai Garden, get some chop suey, take off your pants, lay down in the middle of the street and rub some chop suey all over you while we listen to a copy of Ultravox together.
Just for me singing the bullet for you?
The bullet! I want to hear the big hit record with a bullet!
Well,
I mean, we are here and we are hot, and we are waiting for you to sing your bullet! Come on, honey, please.
I don't know, you know, I've got a very busy schedule.
Hey, wait!
I don't think I have time, thank you very much.
Wait, if you sing me your big hit record with a bullet,
yeah.
I promise I'd rip down all my pictures of Elvis Costello for you.
Thank you very much, you've been swell. Good night.
Wait. If you sing me your big hit record with a bullet, I'll rip down all my pictures of the OJs for you. I'll rip down all my pictures of ABBA for you. Come on. Okay. I guess I'll just finish the show by myself. I did it my way. Wait a minute. If you send me your big hit record, I'll rip down all my pictures of Bruce Springsteen for you. No good, huh? I don't know what'll get him out here. I don't know what'll do it. What'll do it? What can I rip down that'll make them come back out here? No one gives a shit if you come back out here. The bullet's the part that gets me the hottest. And I mean, I'm ready, and I'm ready now. Come on, honey. Sing it.
You want the bullet, dude.
Ever be the only one for me to see, and for me
to toss the dice and activate the overwhelming music. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the world?
Thank you. Gott, Gott.